It could be the last game. We don't know. What's your approach to this, and how are you? How do you feel going into this last game, at least this season?
Honestly, I'm ready for a break for the next couple months.
You've been putting some work in.
A little bit, yeah. It's been a hard season. It's been a long season. I'm very familiar with the litigation. I'm very familiar with where it's at schedule-wise. So I don't see any chance this is the last game. I scheduling-wise, they just don't have that ability. So I'm not concerned about it. I don't think we should make a big deal this game is the last game here. It's not going to be. They have to deal with next year. So I'm focused on the other deadlines, which is, you know, the litigation, court cases, the owners meeting, and our potential to get something done with this Ballmer group. I think we have a really unique opportunity here to come out good in the end if we pursue it. And the NBA has got to be a lot more worried about a lame duck season than I am worried about this being the last season.
So no nostalgia here today. No, you know, trying to take a seat home with you or anything like that. I mean, you believe that you're going to be coming back and watching basketball here next year?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. There's none of that for me. I have nostalgia just kind of looking back at the season and thinking about how little joy there's been in this season compared to what there could have been. That's the hard thing, is this should have been a great year with Kevin Durant. And they've done a good job in destroying the NBA product. See, you know, if they want to go 2 years more, we'll see how much further they can sink. I hope at some point the NBA steps in and says you can't run a franchise like this.
So you're of the belief that they purposely stripped down the roster in order to be bad this year?
I'm of the belief they stripped down the product. Yep. The roster was part of it. You can justify that via rebuilding. But, you know, we've never had a day of good news without an equal amount of bad news. Mm-hmm. We've had, you know, issues with the trade deadline deals. Got to make sure they don't win too much, you know. It was really kind of atrocious. And then you just take the feeling of gloom that surrounds the whole franchise right now, from people in the front office, the players. I think they stripped a lot of the joy from it. You can look at the roster, but I think that was just a part of the puzzle. Right now, they don't even have proper staffing in the arena. It's a minor league event at this point, just as a professionally produced basketball game.
What do you think is going to happen at the ownership meetings? Everybody's kind of making their predictions on I think it's going to be a rubber stamp, or if there's actually going to be something.
I think most likely it's going to be a rubber stamp. What we won't know is what caveats accompany that rubber stamp behind closed doors. I think there's a chance at this point they defer the vote. Don't know how strong of a chance, but the NBA should be considering deferring this vote because there's new information. Clay Bennett lied directly to the commissioner of the league, and he stated, "David, I would never betray your trust." And I cannot imagine if it were any group other than the NBA owners that they would be arrogant enough to rubber stamp this process without first saying, we're going to do some due diligence and make sure that the integrity of our game is not at risk. That said, I think they probably will rubber stamp it.
Yeah. You have fun tonight?
I will. Yeah, I don't know. I had a lot of fun at the Portland game. It's hard to go to another one because we had so much fun at that Portland game, and there's a temptation to say, let's savor that memory for a couple of months. Yeah. But yeah, I'll have fun. I gotta find it. I gotta find my ticket first. These scalpers, you know, they took away my media pass, so I used to not have any trouble getting in. I'll be calling.
Well, I have a feeling you figure out a way.
I will figure out a way.